This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there is no doubt in my mind that it's been forever since Washington's had a game of this magnitude in September, October. We've talked about it all week long. And the question, of course, is, you know, will they be up for it? You know, I think that there's a lot of angst among fans, those that have really immersed themselves in this season, and those that are just starting to trickle back in because the team appears to be good. And really, it makes a big difference when a team is, you know, looking on the uptick in terms of potential playoffs, etc., but has a superstar to go along with it. And that's what they have right now in Jaden Daniels. He has certainly played that way. And I've sensed all week, and we've taken calls, and, you know, there's been a lot of interaction on social media. I do kind of sense that there's a lot of people expecting the other shoe to drop on Sunday. I don't feel that way at all. But I totally understand those that do feel that way. You know, Quinn was asked about it the other day, and he said, I haven't even thought of it that way. Well, why would he? This is his first year here. But there's something different, you know. There's more than just something different. There's a lot different about what they're going into Sunday. You know, this isn't an organization that might, you know, have won a couple of games in a row and have people excited, but the owner is going to get involved with the quarterback, and the owner is going to somehow meddle with the coach. He's gone. You know it still seems at times like it wasn't that long ago, and it wasn't, but he's gone. You have a traditional structure in your organization. You got an organization that is functional. You got an owner that steers clear. He hired a general manager. They hired a coach. There is a front office that picks the players. There's a coaching staff that coaches the players. And the most important thing that they've done after Josh Harris hiring Adam Peters and Adam Peters and Josh Harris hiring Dan Quinn is it appears they got it right on the most important football move, the very first significant football move they made, which was drafting Jaden Daniels at number two. And look, there were choices there. It wasn't so obvious. I think it became obvious before the draft and the weeks leading up to the draft. It started to become more obvious, but there were a lot of Drake May people out there. There were a lot of you that said, no, don't take the quarterback. Trade back. Get more picks. Build up your offensive line. Build up your defense. And then go get the quarterback. And look, that is not like an unreasonable view. I've never felt that way as it relates to this particular sport, because in 2024, you pretty much have to have the quarterback. Yes, there are examples, and San Francisco might be one of those examples, but we don't have Kyle Shanahan and that runs, you know, that zone run scheme and what Shanahan's been able to do in San Francisco, what his father was able to do in every place he was in. It's just unique to be able to win with Jimmy Garoppolo, to be able to win with Brock Purdy, who I think is better than Jimmy Garoppolo, and probably, you know, a definite top half of the league quarterback. I don't consider Purdy to be elite. I don't consider Purdy to be top 10. Some do. But he's definitely a top half of the league quarterback. But most need the quarterback. The Chiefs weren't the Chiefs without Patrick Mahomes. They had, you know, they had Alex Smith and Andy Reid together, and they really couldn't do anything once they got to the postseason. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson. The Bengals have Joe Burrow. The Packers had Aaron Rodgers. The Cowboys, yes, they have Dak Prescott, but they don't do anything in the playoffs. Anyway, you got to have the quarterback. They appear to have gotten that right. And as long as he stays healthy, I don't feel the angst heading into Baltimore or heading into any place this year, home or away, feeling like the other shoe's going to drop. It just has not felt that way to me. I don't think these players, I don't think these coaches have any sense of what some of us and some of you guys are feeling. I think they think they're good. I think even before the season started, there were people out there that expected a lot more than maybe a lot of us expected. There is no doubt that Jaden Daniels has exceeded their expectations, but they expected him to be good. They expected their offensive line to be a lot better than the critics thought. They actually expected their skill position players, especially at running back, to be much better than some of the pundits thought they would be. I guarantee you that Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury thought they had a shot to be pretty decent offensively this year. I also think they thought they had a chance to be much better defensively than they've been so far. And to me, ultimately, that is a big part of Sunday's game. How well the defense plays in a specific area of the field. I can't wait for Sunday. Cannot wait for Sunday at 1 o'clock. The build-up to see Washington relevant right now, again, for the first time in a long time, is really nice. It's something to, you know, it's exciting when everybody's talking about your team in a positive way versus the other way, which was the way it was discussed for so long. There's no guarantee that it's going to last here early in the quarterback's career, early in this first season of having all of these guys together, but I don't think it's going to crash and burn this year. They're just too good and too good at the most important position on the field for it to fall apart. I don't want to think about losing Sunday, and I've already said that those that go into this thinking, hey, it's okay, we've, you know, built up four wins, we've got, you know, a good spot, you know, situated after six games, win or lose, this is an icing on the cake game. No, it's not. It's a go in and take over M&T Bank with an offense and dominate Baltimore and score 35 plus and come home 5-1. That's the opportunity, and I guarantee you that's what they're thinking they can do. Now, they're up against a very good team and an exceptional quarterback and offense right now in Baltimore's offense. But if they were to lose, it's certainly not the end of the season. It's certainly not going to, you know, significantly lessen the talk about Washington's prospects in the NFC. But I like their chances. I really do. All right, when we come back, I will give you my keys to a win over the Baltimore Ravens. Next hour, we'll do predictions. We'll let you guys weigh in as well. Or were we going to do that in this first hour? I think we were going to do that in the first hour, Denton. We were going to do that, yeah, at about 10:40. So you can start lining up on the phones. We'll start taking calls at about 10:40, about 20 minutes from now. Who do you got and why? Predictions for Sunday's game. I'll give you my keys to a win over the Ravens when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.